I Want for Christmas by Karen Swan. Read by Sophia Engstrand. For Sam Burns, the best listener and deliverer of belly laughs. Chapter 1. Copenhagen, 25th of November, 2024.
What exactly are you doing?
Darcy asked as she watched her flatmate type into her phone. She had a growing suspicion that Freya wasn't, in fact, searching for the weather forecast as she had claimed.
Helping you.
Freya didn't look up.
It's been 3 weeks.
Is that all? Darcy groaned, tipping her head back and staring up at the cafe ceiling. It was pitched pine, swagged with some bushy faux conifer branches and fairy lights threaded through.
You have to get back out there,
Freya said, both aware of and oblivious to her foamy hot chocolate moustache. She was incapable of eating or drinking anything without somehow wearing it too.
Says who?
Darcy asked, watching as her flatmate bit her lip in deep concentration.
Your mother, for one. You're 26. She wants grandbabies.
She's got Kara for that.
Kara's 19 and whitewater river rafting in Thailand.
Darcy rolled her eyes. Her little sister's gap year antics were distinctly more fun than anything she had going on in her own life. All she had on her horizon was a rent payment, a hygienist appointment, and the next deadline for her thesis. If Lars hadn't cheated on her, she'd have gone to Stockholm last weekend. She would have been sitting second row at the weekend concert a week Friday from now, and she'd have had someone to pull a cracker with on Christmas morning. Instead, he'd kissed a girl he'd known for all of 28 minutes in that bar 3 weeks ago, and 2 months, 5 days worth of emotional investment had been washed away. Darcy's finger tapped the small square table.
Well, I'm on a hiatus too.
I'm going to need another 3 weeks off.
Permission denied. You might be perfectly fine with spending Christmas alone, but I am not. And if you won't come back to my parents with me, then we're going to have to find you some company.
Frey, I have a thesis to write. I'm so behind, it's not even funny. If I had time to celebrate Christmas with you, I'd have time to join my own family on their holiday. Believe me, I'd love nothing more than to be lazing on a Thai beach instead of hitting 2,000 words a day here.
Which is why you need some downtime with a baddie when you hit those word counts.
Freya looked across at her.
Besides, you're not getting any younger.
Or wiser, it appears.
They're not all like him.
No? Darcy arched an eyebrow. I thought he was one of the good guys. That was supposed to be his shtick. Dull, but solid, dependable, decent job, good prospects.
Well, perhaps that's the issue. You're setting the bar too low.
Oh, because you're the expert now.
Yes, I am.
Freya said with a smug smile.
I have been sleeping with the same man for a whole month, and that means I've crossed to the other side. Suddenly, I can see everything so clearly.
Sarcasm tittered at the edges of her voice, but even though Darcy guffawed as she reached for her hot chocolate, she was struggling to adapt to this worryingly in-love model of her flatmate. Freya had never dated anyone for longer than a week. The child of a bitter divorce, she didn't believe in things everlasting. She couldn't even keep their houseplant Miss Petals alive, which was alarming for a microbiology PhD student specialising in genomics. And their friendship had been formed through bonding over dating disasters. They had met in the loos of a student bar in the summer, when Darcy, newly arrived in the city and hiding from a bad Tinder date, encountered Freya trying to jimmy the tampon machine with a collar stiffener found in the bottom of her bag. Darcy had given her the change required, and Freya had seen off her date in return, telling him she'd found Darcy in the toilets crying over a positive pregnancy test. The guy hadn't even waited to finish his drink.